this world go free. Thank you again for this opportunity. We ask your Holy Spirit's guidance. Without you, we can do nothing. In Jesus' name, amen. Man, it worked better than that in the shower, amen. But I guess it wasn't really ready. I should have left it where it was. Raise your Bible, review it, and let's say these words: man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Amen. Amen. We're going to look at Luke chapter 11 and verse 13. Luke chapter 11 and verse 13. Amen. I have to sing another song because I can't get my spirit right, brothers. Amen. So let's look at that, and then we'll have another song. That choir really did do a good job this morning. Amen. Amen. It says, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him. Amen. Amen. So, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him. Amen. Amen. So this morning, we're talking about the good ghost. Amen. Amen. The good ghost. Can everybody say the good ghost? Amen. 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 The good. We'll forego this song. I'll try to take a trust the Lord. The good ghost. One more time. Say that. One more time. Amen. You may be seated as we look at the good ghost. Amen. Amen. The good ghost. It sounds somewhat, amen, like an oxymoron. It's kind of like saying icy hot. Amen. How can there be a good ghost? That King James term that is used, we know, modern translations would say the spirit. And as we have celebrated this period or participated in this period of Halloween in a Christian way, we find that we need to understand about, we need to know that there's a good ghost.
Amen.
Amen. There is a good ghost.
Amen.
Amen. But the good ghost is what he wants us to. We've been talking about God in person.
Amen.
The fact that God loves us so much that he didn't send somebody else. He came down in person.
Amen.
We need to know that God is, amen. Jesus is God in person.
Amen.
He had to come in person to save a wretch like me. Because, amen, it takes a person to save a person.
Amen.
For him to be my substitute, amen, he had to be like me. So the Trinity was necessary.
Amen.
You have to compare apples with apples.
Amen.
Bulls and goats were not persons. But to save me, the Bible says, Hebrews 2:14, for as much as the children were partakers of flesh and blood, so he became part of the same also. Because we were flesh and blood, he had to become flesh and blood. So we can't get rid of the Trinity. We need it.
Amen.
A goat couldn't save me.
Amen.
It needed to be a person. Someone of equal value.
Amen.
Someone of equal status. Amen. The punishment has to fit the crime. In a sense, so we must understand that Jesus, there needed to be a Trinity because it takes a person to save a person, and that's what Jesus became.
Amen.
God became a person and came down here in person.
Right.
There are persons who don't want to be in person. But God said, I want to be in person.
Amen.
And when he comes, but it's not only God. We may finish that other part later, but it's not only God, but it's the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Who wanted to be in person?
Lord,
God in three persons.
Help us.
God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
Are all in person.
Amen.
They're in person. God in three persons. Blessed Trinity. He decided to come in person. And we think about that. We question that silent member of the Trinity. When Paul writes his letters, he says, from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, doesn't bring up the Holy Spirit. Wrote 13 letters in all his introductions. He left the Holy Spirit out.
Make it plain,
why would he leave out the Holy Spirit? When you read John 16 and 13, he says, when he come, he shall not speak of himself. See, the Holy Spirit is that silent, unselfish member of the Trinity that doesn't need a limelight. He would be that person that is not seen, but you know he's there.
Work it out.
We need the Trinity.
Amen.
God the Father. God the Son. God the Holy Spirit. And they all came in person.
Amen.
We have a problem with ghosts. Amen. We just celebrate a lot of ghosts and a lot of spookiness that went on. Amen.
Lord help us.
Halloween. Christian turned into Holyween.
Amen.
Because I used to hand out candy.
Lord have mercy.
and go get candy and wear dead faces. And I'm standing here just as saved as you. The devil's program can't stop God. We'll take your program and turn it into our program. Yeah, I understand the Druids and the Celts and all of the things that commemorate a pagan celebration, but that ain't what I'm celebrating. I done turned it into a holy. Amen. I'm standing here just as saved, and I celebrated Halloween for 15 years. Wearing suits and costumes and everything else. And the devil still didn't stop me. He didn't stop some of y'all. Amen. Amen. The truth is that, you know, there are persons who try to help us to not be afraid of ghosts. Long time ago, that's what Casper was all about. Amen. That little boy that stayed out too long and got pneumonia and died and came back as a friendly ghost. All ghosts don't have to. You ain't got to be no bad ghost. You can be a good ghost. That's the ghost that's I'm talking about. Amen. And the thing about the Holy Ghost is that he's good. He is a good ghost. And what I like about him, he's not holier than thou. I said he's not holier than thou. Some folk get so holy they can't, you know, you're almost uncomfortable to be around them. You can't. But now when I talk about the Holy Ghost, I'm talking about, amen, Isaiah 65:5 talks about, you know, this is the holiest you can get when you're talking about the Holy Ghost. I'm going to hurry up. When you went into the Holy of Holies, the Shekinah glory, you can't get no higher than the Holy Ghost. And as holy as he is, he's not too holy that you can't be around him. Amen. Amen. So some folk, you're too holy to do anything secularly around you, whether it's Halloween or Easter. Some folk won't even want to celebrate Easter because it's acquainted to Esther and all these other, and I understand all that too. But the Holy Ghost is more powerful than all of those Halloween, all those days. He's not so holy you can't be around him. He's not so holier than thou that the secular folk can't come on in. Now, you would think he'd be too holy to welcome anybody in the world, to welcome any secular celebration. God says, y'all don't stop me. I'm not too holier than thou. I'm not too, and he's not spooky. Amen. This is a good ghost, what I'm talking about here this morning. The good ghost. Amen. The good ghost. Thing about it. This ghost is a lot of folk don't have him. And I did say him, that pronoun. He's not an it. Amen. Amen. Some parts, you know, of the Bible talks about the Holy Spirit itself, but that's not supposed to be itself, the Holy Spirit himself. He's a person. I may get to it this morning. He's a person. You a person.
Amen.
I'm a person.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is a person. We know he's a person because he can be grieved. I done jumped ahead of the sermon. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. It said, grieve not the Holy Spirit, Dwayne. That's what he said. Now, that means that he's got emotion.
Amen.
And if you don't have it, only people have emotions. Amen. Real concrete emotion. When you talk about it, he says he can be grieved. Amen. He can be lied to. You can't lie to a pew. You can't lie to a car. Amen. Acts 5 and 3, Peter asked Ananias, Ananias, why has Satan, get what he said, fill thine heart for you to lie to the Holy Ghost? Now, you can't lie to a tree. I love trees. But you can't lie to a tree. You can't, a tree, you cannot lie to a tree. You lie to a person. He is, and then he'll guide you. John 14, 26, he guides us to all truth. Amen. He's intellectual. He's smart. He's intelligent. The Holy Spirit is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the good ghost. Amen. The good ghost. And I hope you don't forget it. Because I was going to still be talking about the other one, but God said no. Tell them about the good ghost. Amen. God said that override everything I was going to do, you know. And put everything else, you know, on the back burner. When God said it. Now, what we need to know is that God is the good ghost.
Amen.
Now, a lot of folk call themselves saved, but they're not saved because they don't have the good ghost.
Lord, help. Make it plain. Help us.
They don't have him.
Help us.
You must have him.
Must.
You must. You must have this ghost. This is a good ghost, though. Amen. This is not a ghost you got to worry about. This is the good one. This ain't the haunted house ghost, the one with the dead folk in it and rest in peace and all that. No, no. This here's the good ghost. And whenever Halloween comes around, just recognize the good ghost. That there's another ghost that's more powerful than any all the other ghosts. He's the ghost of ghosts. He's the Lord of lords. He's the King of kings. He overrides them all. If God wants you saved, man, a devil in hell can keep you lost. Now, you got to have this ghost. Now, don't be like those 12 disciples at Ephesus. In Acts chapter 19, Paul saw those disciples from Ephesus. Paul said, going up to Corinth, he said, you know what he said? He asked them a question. In Acts chapter 19, verse 2, he said, have y'all received the Holy Ghost since y'all believed? That word since really is translated when. Amen. It's not something subsequent to salvation, but that was because of the historical transition in the book of Acts. We ain't gonna get to it, but it was temporarily delayed.
Amen.
Until the apostles got there to confirm and validate the ministry, because God left it in their hands. But you get the Holy Ghost when you get saved.
Amen.
Now he gets, amen, you get all of him. He may not get all of you. There's some rooms you may still have closed in your life. Lord, you can't go in there. You're in my life, Lord, but don't go in that room right there. And that door there is locked, Lord. You got the Holy Ghost. But he may not have all of you. You got all you're going to get. Don't even get no more. Now, there's an empowering when he's in there. But you ain't going to get another ounce of the Holy Ghost. You ain't going to get no more. You got all you're going to get. You got all you can handle. You can handle what you got. Now, he asked him this question. He said, look, did y'all receive the Holy Ghost? He said, you know what? We haven't even heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. I can't believe you should have slapped them for. You ain't heard, man, you ain't heard about the Holy Ghost? We didn't even know there was the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. He said, then how did you get baptized? In Acts 19 and 3. He said, how did you get baptized? He said, we got baptized unto John's baptism. He said, John's baptism. Man, John was a baptism of repentance. Why did John have to baptize? John, the act of baptism was the act of dipping.
Amen.
Not sprinkling.
Amen.
Not spraying.
Amen.
But dipping, dunking. John's baptism. But now when John baptized you, he meant you should have been saying that in my heart I have repented.
Amen.
And John would take you to the water because it reflected what has happened in your heart. They baptized dishes in Jesus' day.
Amen.
They call it when they say, well, I'm going to wash the dishes, I'm going to finna baptize the dishes. Now, you can baptize a dish and it comes out and you can see that it's still clean. But I can baptize a person, I can't tell they're clean or not. Because it's an inside thing. You got to be baptized by the Holy Ghost on the inside. If you were a plate, I could see that the dirt came off. But the baptism of the Holy Ghost is an inside job. And it was an act that said you ought to be clean inside.
Amen.
I should have worn my little coat they gave me. They gave me a coat last day, my present, my little robe, half a robe. I'm going to wear it. Maybe I'll wear it next time. I started to wear it out here today, but But the truth is, they baptized in robe. But the truth is, when you baptize. Now, he said, I didn't even know there was a Holy Ghost. 12 men. Acts 19:7.
Amen.
12 men walking around thinking they saved. It's a whole lot of folk.
Amen.
Going to church.
Amen.
Giving money in the church.
Amen.
May even have a position in the church.
Amen.
But the truth is, ain't no Holy Ghost in there.
Lord, preach
that. Ain't no Holy Ghost in there.
Preach that.
None. They said, we ain't even heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. He said, man, you better come on. You need to meet Jesus so you can get baptized in the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
You got to have the good ghost. You got to have the good ghost.
Amen.
He's a good ghost. As I close,